Elizabeth, the investigation on Carl, as you know, is not complete. And therefore, I will not comment upon about him and or the investigation. And again, I understand the anxiety and angst by the press corps to talk about this. On the other hand, it is a serious investigation, and we take it seriously. And we're cooperating to the extent that the special prosecutor wants us to cooperate.
But I want to fucking lick your pussy and make you come so much.
Sandy Berger told me personally, Dick, that he told Condi Rice when she came into office that his words to her were, look out for Osama bin Laden. He's coming to get you. You need to be paying attention to this. This has to be your number one priority. And she said, okay, thank you very much for that information. And then did nothing.
Did he take the document out of his socks when he told you that?
Come on, Dick. Do you want me to talk about hookers with you? I mean, come on, Dick.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the interview. Bye-bye.
I want to fucking beat you and fuck you and suck your tits and lick your ass.
Your days of finger-banging old Mary Jane Rottencrotch through her pretty pink panties are over!
I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible.
You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
This is episode 26, part one with John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Hey.
What?
Smoke some more pot. It's episode 27, part one.
What did I say?
26.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, episode 27, part one. This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John and Scott.
You're both of us? What am I, like up your ass?
Shut up. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we got guests here today.
And we got two very
special
guests.
I'm nervous.
Well, you know, John, we are a band. And we are a full band this evening because Rick, the guitar, lead guitar, lead singer, rhythm guitar, has joined us. He's a special guest tonight. Say hey, Rick.
Hey, everybody. I just got here.
There you go. And then we got another special guest, T.P. Tony, who I've known since second grade. And T.P. challenged me to a fight in fourth grade.
T.P., baby.
And I kicked your ass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's because he had the whole fifth grade behind him.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.P.
So I had to turn around and walk away.
Sexy man of the night. What's up?
Good evening, dudes. Thanks for having me.
All right. Anytime,
man. It's always a pleasure.
Man.
Well, I just told him tonight he was going to be a guest. And I said, hey, we're doing a podcast.
Did you tell him about the initiation, though?
Well, no. We'll get into that between the first and second part. When we cornhole him, you mean?
Yeah. Remember that?
And I just told him tonight, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What is that? So I had to explain what, like, a personal computer was and the internet.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Tony's like in the 80s, man. Do you got a computer?
Well, you know, he voted for
disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Did you vote for W?
You know he did. Look at him.
Yes, I did.
That's funny. Both times?
Yes.
All right. Well, we should have some fun with that a little bit later on.
Because the W doesn't like black people. That's why I voted for him.
Well, Tony is one of the... You guys have all seen All in the Family with Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony, he's That's growing Tony. Up to be Archie Bunker. He was Archie Bunker in second grade. All right, well, let's get to Podcast Alley, right? We got a lot of comments, man.
Yeah, I know.
Let me just give you some stats. We're 29th overall. We're number 9 in comedy. A lot of comments to get through.
We're 9?
We're number 9 in comedy.
Since when? I checked this morning. It was 10. We went up. How many votes?
We have 63 votes right now.
Wow.
We're 29 overall.
Wow.
First comment we got, what lovely chaps. Punky. Doesn't know what it would do without them. Princes among thieves, gentlemen and scholars, and big fans of the Butch Tony. Great podcast, Mrs. TTN. Keep up the great work. That's from Last Minute Comedy. Paul B. Tony Hearn checking in.
LastMinuteComedy.com.
This one is from Flem Livet. Heroic.
Who the fuck is that clown?
Heroic. John and Scott are my two new heroes. I think he's making fun of the way.
No, maybe you're just reading it wrong again.
TTN Rock, still listening because I love it. Keep up the great job. That's from Rika. Now, here's, we got this Gary from behind. I think he's a big fan of yours, John. We're hearing from Gary from behind again. He see if I can get through this.
Shut up.
Poetry. John John. John John is like my pom-poms, but when he hits his little tom-toms, I would like to lap on John John's itsy-bitsy bonbons. There you have it.
That's beautiful.
That's from Gary from behind.
Thanks, Gary.
Love the Kangaroo Court.
You got the 20 I left last night,
right? PW Dolphin 18. Funny as hell. You guys have the funniest goddamn show I've ever heard. Best podcast on the alley. Great production and very professional. Dick Fitz checking in.
Oh, that guy's cool.
The best. This has got to be the best fucking podcast ever. Awesome production and totally hilarious. Keep it coming. BJM.
What?
BJM. Long-time listener, first-time voter. Keep up the good work, and thanks for turning me on to Punky.
She sounds nice.
That's from Cleaver. Go, Erica. BJM. That's my girl. That's from It's Me, Ed. Slightly homophobic, always entertaining. That's by the man 12.
Homophobic?
Phil McCracks Me Up Whitcomb. That's from Charlie Rowe.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
they
a good
rock.
One.
Keep up the good work, man. You guys rule the podcast. That's from MDK Tao. Rude behavior, I like it. Podcast 26 was classic. That's from Smuck. S. Smuck.
S. Smuck.
Awesome. I still think Scott is gay, but you guys rock. That's from P. Tony. Well, keep thinking that, P. Tony. Oh, keep dreaming.
Not the TP that's here, though.
No, it's another P. Tony.
It's P. Tony over in New York.
In your dreams, P. Tony, maybe I'll anally rape you, okay? The big motherfucking king of podcasts, John Scott, drunk on 26.3, made my evening. As usual, keep it up, submitted by Mark.
Right, I don't know if I can, man. I was so hammered. I almost threw up. That's I went hot. To work. I was still drunk.
That's
I was fucked up.
Where'd you get all this alcohol to drink on 26.3?
It was half that bottle, whatever was left that Rick, after Rick and I drank some of the Maker's Mark.
So it was just from this podcast?
What do you
That's
mean?
It. Like you started drinking during the podcast and you got completely hammered in the podcast.
Yeah.
You didn't drink before this?
No. No, not today. Oh, today?
No, on 26,
no,
man.
No, I didn't drink before the podcast, did I?
I don't know. Did you? So you got totally hammered.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Within the podcast.
Let me think. Was I hammered? I don't remember, man.
Well, you were hammered in stone last one.
How do you
All
know?
Right, fucking sweet.
What, do you gargle my piss?
These are me boys. Awesome podcast. Deserve to be number one. Submitted by our Schneider. Four. All right, so we got a lot of comments, man, and keep it up, fans. Oh, and actually, we were in the top 10 at one point.
Yeah, we were.
For about 25
we
minutes.
We were number one.
We were number one? Overall?
Oh, I'm sorry, top 10 in the overall.
In podcast.
I was thinking about, never mind, I don't know what I was thinking. I was dreaming we were number one.
Oh, was I in that dream?
Yeah.
And proofread your material, folks, otherwise Scott does.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I just want to.
Yeah.
Tony, you have anything to add?
Well, Mr. So
perfect,
hey,
man. Fuckhead. We don't say last names, okay? Dickhead. So I'll take that out and post, you cocksucker. All right, he's a rookie. He doesn't know.
Yeah, man. We don't want the fucking monkey that you voted for to come down on us. Don't you know he's a chimp?
All right, then we got some emails. Oh, talking about Podcast Alley voting.
Here we go.
Last podcast, we tried to turn our fans on to Punky. It's Punky.
Right, Punky.
And
it's Punky, man.
And we Rick, have you heard Punky?
Just that one song they played by the Meat Eels.
The Meat Eels, but it wasn't the Meat Eels. Because the Meat Eels wouldn't let
No, that's
play
right.
It.
That's right. It was a cover of the Meat Eels song, and so on. It was great. I loved it. If you won't fuck me, baby, fuck off. Is
no
that,
doubt.
That was the name of the song.
You don't want to fuck me, baby.
That's
baby,
it.
Fuck off. So we tried to turn our fans on to Punky, and we asked our fans a favor. We said, fans, check out Punky. If you like him, comment. In the comment, put TTN. Do you know how many fans went out and did that for Punky, John?
Oh, I saw.
16 of them.
Yeah.
16. Gary from behind, but he forgot to put TTN, the stupid ass. He can write poetry to you, but he can't put TTN when he votes for Punky. But we got 16 votes for Punky and counting.
Nice.
My man. So, yeah, we love Punky.
I think the absence of TTN was directed directly at you.
What's that?
I think that's the reason why it was omitted, was it was directed at you.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Next time have John ask him to do these things.
That is hot. All right, well, let's get into emails.
That's too deep, man. No, well, you're on the wrong show for that deep stuff.
You should be on the Toddcast.
Hold on.
All right, then.
Let us catch up. Okay.
I got this email from Erica when we were in the top 10 for 25 minutes. We were at number 10 for 25 minutes overall. Top 10, that's awesome. I just checked, and it's now 11. But she took a screenshot when we were top 10, so if we want to post that on the web. And last podcast, I did say, John, I said, if we ever make it in the top 10, then we don't have to ask people to vote anymore. Didn't I say that?
Right.
But did that mean just for 25 minutes?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we need
for
to be
all
in
time.
Top 10
forever
until the end of the month, and then you don't have to vote anymore.
Right.
All right.
What was the name of this folder?
What folder?
I lost it.
It's in my documents. It's called Pod. All right, we got this other email. I'm going to read two quick emails from Dave, because we fucked up again, John.
We did?
Yeah.
Was I not supposed to do that?
You can do that if you want. All right. Have it playing
just
in the
for
background.
This, for this tune? Okay. For this this segment?
Yeah. I guess you think Israel's a warm country. Well, it's fucking freezing. John is so fucking wee-todded. What the hell was he smoking on 26-3? I want some. So to answer your questions from earlier, so earlier we said, well, what's up with Dave? He's in Israel, but what is he? What is Dave? So he answers us. To answer your questions, I'm not from around here. He's Irish and living with a sexy little American chick.
Where's he living?
In Jerusalem. This is Dave from Jerusalem.
Oh, that's right.
I listen to Punky, and they are great, and you're right. So there is one more podcast out there that's worth listening to. P.S. I voted again for you. Keep it up. Or Janeed the Big V for that. I think he's talking about Viagra.
Oh, keep it up. Or Janeed, yeah.
Janeed. I don't need the Big V. Do you need the Big V?
I need the Big V to put something into. You know, like, or the Y. Sorry, that's what I was thinking of.
Well, it is the Big V, the big vagina. Hey, do you think the Meet the Fuckers t-shirt will be ready by January? I'm going to be in the States.
Is that our t-shirt?
Well, nobody entered that slogan, but I think we can. Then Dave sent us another email.
Meet the Fuckers.
And he said, are you for real? Come on! Are you really... Oh, let me start over. You are really sounding like the W now. Yeah, I mean, he's referring to George W. Bush, that retard who runs the country. You are not the only fucking country in the world to use daylight savings time, as mentioned in 26.1. Here is some history on the subject.
Oh, that's
and
right.
As I'm too fucking lazy to type it all out for your sorry ass, here is the link. So he sent us a link, and then he said, keep up the great podcast. I love John's English accent. You fucking wankas. So we're hearing from Dave.
All right, Dave.
So I'm going to take that link, and I'll post it on our link farm in our forum, and that'll give you everything you ever wanted to know about daylight savings time.
It's a little hats off to you.
Hats off to Dave.
We got Imus in the studio. Rick's got his 10-gallon hat on. I forgot the camera.
I thought it was uniform night. We had to do the uniforms.
Hey, we got TP. How you doing over there, TP?
Pretty good, Scott.
All right, what's everybody drinking? I got the standby, Glenlivet.
Oh,
Rick?
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
How did I drink this last time?
We're not going clockwise.
No.
No, so.
Sure we are. No, we're going clockwise.
I've got nothing.
You had something. What happened?
It's not here. I'm.
All right.
I can't get out of this chair.
Tony?
I'm not drinking.
And you're not drinking because you're a Bush supporter?
Can you put your lips up on that mic so we can hear you?
I am not drinking.
It's not a cock. It's just a mic. It's not going to, like, spit.
Not that there's anything
wrong
with
it. Have you been drinking?
It's not going to spit any Jergens all over your face.
Dude, man, if it was a cock, it'd be at the back of his throat right now. We wouldn't be able to hear him.
Shut up, man.
You guys are, right now, they're talking to Tony over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
No doubt.
Oh, that's right. Nobody could see us.
The references of cocks to mouths and all that were not directed at
the
lead singer of Kangaroo Court.
Oh, that's goddamn funny.
I'm comfortable in this chair. When I said I couldn't get out of it, I meant.
Yeah, right. Aren't they nice, man?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. Those are sweet.
They're a big improvement over the other chairs that we had.
Yeah.
What do you think, TP?
When's the first commercial break here?
Actually,
as a guest, you can get up and leave whenever you want.
Oh, okay.
Just as long as you don't bang the mic or, you know, pull some crap like Erica does, where you're slamming a cooler lid down or, you know, shit like that. Oh, yeah. Tony, you got something to say over there?
Not really, Mr.
Hey, yeah, that's right, a-hole.
That's the only thing he knows you by. Holy shit.
That's right, man.
Don't use last names, TP.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, can I talk about the two greatest men who ever lived? Other than John and Scott from Total Talk Nonsense?
Go ahead.
All right, man. I don't know if you guys heard this, but for 40 exhausting minutes, Wayne Goldsberry battled a buck with his bare hands in his daughter's bedroom.
Wait, a buck?
A buck.
Like a dollar?
Goldsberg finally subdued the 5-point white-tailed deer that crashed through the bedroom window at his daughter's home Friday. When it was over, blood spattered the walls and the deer lay dead on the bedroom floor, its neck broken.
Whoa.
Goldsberry entered the bedroom to confront the deer, and after a brief struggle, emerged to tell his wife to call police. After returning to the bedroom, the fight continued. Goldsberry finally was able to grip the animal
and twist
its neck, killing it. Goldsberry, sore from the struggle, dragged the dead animal out of the house.
Come on.
He got kicked several times. He was walking bow-legged for a while, Deputy Doug Day said. At this time of year, the buck that sees its reflection in the window often charges, believing it is fighting off a rival, Gay said. So that guy took a 5-point buck on, barehanded, for 40 minutes, and finally broke his neck. That's hot,
fucking
man.
Unbelievable.
So why do people why do people walk into sliding glass doors then?
That's a man's man. I never did that. I walked into a screen door once.
What do you say? I was charging my reflection.
Well, actually, I was trying to go into a party to get a beer from a keg. And I didn't see the screen door. And so it was one of those flimsy screen doors. So I walked like halfway into the room. And then the screen door, finally the tension pushed me back out onto the street. And it was quite embarrassing for me. Very embarrassing moment.
Not as much as the beach ball incident.
What?
Oh, I was not embarrassed by that at all.
Oh, yeah.
That was smooth.
Wrong. Wrong. No, thank you. No, it is not true. No deal.
No.
Negative. Who is your daddy?
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm sorry.
We'll call it part one, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm sorry.
Arnold.
I'm checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
All right, you ready for the second greatest man ever?
Yes.
Yes.
Research into a unusually high prevalence of a particular set of genes in China has suggested that 1.5 million Chinese men are direct descendants of Jio Kanga, the grandfather of the founder of the King Qing. Qing?
Qing?
King. Kang?
Qing Qing?
Qing Dynasty.
That's fantastic.
Ji and Kanga's extraordinary number of descendants concentrated mainly in northeast China and Mongolia are thought to be the result of many wives and concubines his offspring took. So this one dude has 1.5 million descendants.
Wow.
That's a lot of fucking, don't you think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
TP?
Without a doubt, man.
So he like fucked a new person each day or something, or?
But yeah, but you know, realistically, anybody can do that,
right?
What do you mean realistically?
And I'm basing it simply on sperm count,
right? Okay.
There's millions of sperm in one emission.
In one load. But right. You can only put that load in one vagina. Isn't that right, Tony?
I'm just saying there's millions of possibilities right there.
Right. Well, in Tony's case, in one guy's sphincter. but it's one load per person.
Right. I'm not saying, well, maybe I should say feasibly, but not possibly.
1.5 million descendants from one cock.
Right.
That's out of sight.
Descendants, not directly related to him.
You know, his middle name was Adam.
Well, not directly, no.
They weren't his offspring. Descendants.
They're his offspring's offspring.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to get biblical, how many people are on the planet? 200 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, they all came from Adam then, okay?
They did. 6, you didn't know that? Ago.
Yeah. Right, Mr. P? Adam and Eve?
You are correct, sir.
Or was it Adam and Steve?
You are correct, sir.
All right, P. Now that we have Tony...
I'll take it on phone.
I'll take that on
phone.
Now that we have TP in here.
You assholes.
Finally, somebody who voted for Bush is in here. I would like to ask TP Tony, what positive things has George W. done in his presidency? Go ahead, TP.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, I don't know, unemployment is starting to come down a little bit anyway.
There you go. Unemployment is starting to come down, John. What
right.
else? What else
right.
you got? Anything else?
not really.
All right, then. Are you happy with the W's performance?
For the most part.
For the most part, he's doing a great job.
I hear there's rumors on the internets. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
How about that guy, Brownie?
Brownie, was he doing a good job? FEMA, you know what I'm talking about?
Hi, speaking of that, did either of you guys bring that stuff in? Any of that? We talked about that on Friday, John.
What?
What?
The emails.
Oh, yeah.
The emails.
I did.
I didn't.
Very good. Very good. I enjoyed listening about those on Friday.
And yeah.
Hoping you guys would bring that in.
Yeah, they got the actual emails that you can print off.
Nice. PDF format.
Did you see those, Scott?
Yeah.
I did. I have them.
They're great.
I did, too. I forgot to print them.
Who the fuck said that?
Anything else, Tony?
Hey, you suck dicks!
All right, we'll give you some time to think about it. We'll come back with that question. And remember.
I do not like to talk politics.
Positive Scott. Things that the W has done.
Yeah.
Positive.
I don't
That's
talk about
asking.
Politics in a windowless room.
right.
Like this place.
What do you mean politics?
And we'll come back to you on that. John, you got a story there about hashish, marijuana,
hashmish?
Mary Jane?
It's a little one. Let's see here. It's one of my favorite topics. Well, I'm sure everybody heard it on the radio that the, what do you call it? Pot in Denver. Denver legalizes marijuana possession. Officials in Denver were looking to two West Coast cities for guidance after voters on Tuesday legalized possession of small amounts of marijuana. Voters in Oakland, California, and Seattle earlier had approved similar initiatives that told police to make possession of small amounts of marijuana their lowest priority. Each city has responded differently. Okay, I just got freaked out, man.
Why, man?
Because I'm reading this.
Yeah?
And I just saw the W looking right at me.
Whoa.
And I thought it was TP. sitting there. I'm like, man, is he really looking at me?
Well, TP is looking at you.
Intently. But it
That's
was
what
the
happens
w.
When you read a story about pot on
it's
pot.
It's the picture of the W. Anyway, I digress. I'm easily, like,
distracted.
Led off the path, yeah. In 2003, Seattle prosecuted 178... What the hell? What are you doing?
Focus, man.
178 people. Well, anyways, they're decriminalizing, basically... they say it's legalizing less an ounce or less of marijuana possession, but the mayor wants to continue with the state law and still arrest you for it. But they say the fine is like not less than $100. The city attorney's office last year prosecuted 1,500, roughly a little more, people last year under state law, which calls for a fine of not less than $100. The city prosecuted 36 adults last year for the marijuana possession under a separate city ordinance prohibiting marijuana use. That ordinance has a maximum penalty of up to a $1,000 fine and a year in jail. Although milder penalties are the norm, said Assistant City Attorney David Broadwell. So wow. I really don't understand this whole thing. It's,
you don't?
Well, everybody voted for it to be decriminalized and legalized, but they're still fining people and busting them, but not as many. It's a lot less.
Well, and this only applies...
Like in Seattle, for instance, 2003, Seattle prosecuted 178 people for possession of marijuana. In 2004, the prosecutions plunged to 59. So basically he's saying that people are, you know, what are you wasting so much fucking taxpayer money trying to catch people smoking pot? Who cares?
Fucking A. And here it says this guy, and it's for people 21 years and older. They can possess up to an... possess up
can
to an ounce
talk?
Of marijuana. Hey, F you, TP, okay? And we educated voters, quote, about the facts of marijuana is less harmful to use in society than alcohol, said Mason Tavert, campaign organizer for SAFER, the Safer Alternatives for Enjoyment Recreation. To provide adults...
Mine says enjoyable.
To prohibit adults from making the rational, safer choice to use marijuana is bad public policy. So they're saying, let's legalize it, an ounce, so they're smoking pot instead of drinking beer and plowing into people. In their cars, because you don't do that when you're on pot.
That's right.
But Tavert went on, John. He went on and he argued that the legalizing marijuana would reduce consumption of alcohol, which he said leads to higher rates or car accidents, which I just said, domestic and street violence of crime, after listening to John and Scott on TTN, Total Talk Nonsense, episode 17, part 2. So we got a mention there in the Associated Press.
From Tavert.
Tavert was turned on by AKC Total Talk Nonsense, and that's what
right.
changed his
hey,
mind.
Man. Thanks a lot.
No
there,
doubt.
Buddy.
It's hot, man. It's totally hot.
Well, here's a hand to you.
All right, now, you know, we talk about our stupidity, John, you and I.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Put your ass.
And we don't say that we're anything but, do
that's
we?
Right. That's right.
So go ahead and play Scott's Stupid file.
Oh, we have another one?
We have another Scott Stupid file.
I see a John.
Well, we're going to play that one next. Let's do Scott Stupid first. And then we'll do a quiz for our guests about John and Scott
indignant.
Stupid.
Dr. McCoy cautions Kirk.
Caution Kirk.
Don't let her touch your wand, Jim. Or you lose all your power. On a very rare occasion.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Where Kirk seems to find love, his partners quickly die off. After one of his lovers have his croak, Kirk's admonishes.
You dyslexic fuck. What are you saying?
I'm just like the W. Admonishes.
All right, so there's another example. Of
admonishes and demonizes
me not knowing the English language. All right, now before you play the next clip, and we were talking about why pedophiles are attracted to Star Trek.
Yeah.
Before you play the next file, this is a quiz to Tony and Rick, our guests. We were struggling over a phrase here. We couldn't figure out what it was. The first one, Rick or Tony, to tell us what the phrase is, wins the fabulous prize. Go ahead and play that other clip.
The cornerstone of democracy is the separation of church and state.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to start that off right from the bat.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Is that even an expression? Start that off right from the bat?
Right.
What am I trying to say?
Start that
off. At the bat, when you're at bat, start it off.
What? I don't think bat has any bat.
Right from the bat. At the bat.
At the bat. Start that from the bat. Start that from the beginning? Right. How about that?
Start it right at the beginning. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Are you a goof or what,
is.
Man? All right, so who's... Do you know what expression we John and I could not figure out? Do you know what that we were talking about? What is it? Rick's mic's not on.
Check. I'm back. Okay. Right off the bat?
Right off the bat. Right off the bat is what we were trying
Even
to figure out.
Even till this second, I'm like, what the fuck? I can't be that stupid. And yet I am. Right off the bat.
Right off
Start
the bat.
From the at bat? When you're at bat, start it at the bat. Wait a minute. Let's hear that again.
The cornerstone of democracy is the separation of church and state.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to start that off right from the bat.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Right from the bat.
Is that even an expression? Start that off right from the bat?
Right.
What am I trying to say?
Start that
off. At the bat, when you're at bat, start it off.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't think bat has any bat.
Right from the bat. At the bat.
At the bat. Start that from the bat. Start that from the beginning? How about that?
Start it right at the
right
beginning.
Off the
yeah,
bat.
That's
like
what I meant.
I don't know how that expression is.
He had all the right words.
All the right words, just
they
in
were
the
just
wrong order.
Wrong order, yeah.
Right. And John couldn't help me out at all. Bat! What? That's
what?
Not an expression, you cocksucker.
The bat.
Shut
Go
the
to
F
the bat.
Up, cocksucker.
Start it right off of the bat. And he did say it right. Right off the bat, right?
I said that right from the bat.
Right from the bat. Start it right.
And that reminds me.
What was that noise?
In double. That's your rocks, man.
That's your drinking, man.
Yeah, man.
Rick's doing it. Look at him. Rick's doing
All
it.
All right, let's check back in with TP. TP, positive things that the W has done in this presidency.
I don't want to talk about Bush.
Why not? We love talking about Bush. The show is all Bush all the time. Come on, one more thing.
Let's talk about Maker's Mark.
Positive. One positive thing. You gave us one.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit,
yeah.
In my opinion. But go ahead. Give us another one. George W., positive. Positive thing he's done since he's been in office. What do you got?
Can't think right now.
All right, then. I'll come back to you on that point, so try to be prepared next time. All right, John.
All right.
I was digging around, and I found... Top 10 things that a woman will never hear her man say. Are you ready for this?
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I got it off the web somewhere. Actually, there was only 7 of them, so I had to write 3 of them. See if you can guess which ones that I wrote.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
So this is like a David Letterman top 10.
Yeah.
You got a laugh track ready?
Yeah.
All right. Number 10. These are things that a woman will never hear a man say. Ready? Number 10.
Ready.
That bathing suit is too skimpy. Thank you for that laugh track. Number 9. I'm sorry, I don't feel like getting a hand job right now. See, a woman would never hear a man say that. Hey, let me ask this guy for directions. That's number 8. Number 7. Here, honey, you can use the remote for a while. Number 6. While I'm up, can I get you anything?
Oh, yeah, that's what...
Number 5. Sex isn't important. Sometimes I just want to be held. Number 4. We never talk anymore. Now, remember, these are things that
A woman will never hear a man say. Number
That's
three.
Right.
Hey, let me hold your purse while you try that on. Number two. I'd like to take you out on a date, but your tits are just too damn big. And number one. Honey, I'm sick of blowjobs. How about if I just try to satisfy you for an hour? Obviously, this bit isn't going over as well as I thought it was, John. Now, here's something a girl will never hear. You'll never hear your girlfriend say, or your wife, or whatever. You'll never hear a woman say these things.
All right, what's that?
Number 10. Could our relationship be more physical? I'm tired of being just friends. Number 9. Go ahead and leave the seat up. It's easier for me to douche. Number 8. I think hairy butts are really sexy. Number 7. Hey, get a whiff of that one. Number 6. Please don't throw away that old t-shirt. The holes in the armpits are too damn sexy. 5. This diamond is way too big. 4. Wow, it really is 14 inches. 3. Does this make my butt look too small? 2. I'm wrong. You must be right again. And number 1. Are you ready for number 1?
What's that?
I won't even put my lips on that thing unless I get to swallow.
That's very good, man. Man, fucking-tastic.
What's that a sign?
Ah! Stop that, Rick. What are you doing? Is he doing fire over there? You're doing something.
I promise.
Fire!
Promised I wouldn't do that.
Are you jerking? What's up, TP?
Nothing much.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Oh, speaking of jerking, I got the old vasectomy on Friday. You want to hear about that?
Yeah.
Any of you guys clipped yet? Gonna
Fuck
get clipped?
No.
Never? Never
no.
Will get clipped?
For what?
For the vas, so you don't have to wear the shield.
The vas. Did
anymore.
It look like pasta when they pulled it out? Like
I
a
didn't
little
look.
Piece of macaroni?
I just stared at the stealing.
The stealing?
The stealing, yeah.
That's
but
nice.
You go in, they tell you, to, okay, strip to your waist,
why,
put this gown on.
Why don't we hold this to the next
Oh, what are we at?
Part two. We're at 40.
We're at 40 already?
39,
Boy,
34.
Time flies when you have TP in the studio, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
All right, then. We're going to take a little break.
That's right, here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here with guests Rick and TP. We'll be back with you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.